on Cape Talk.
Remember a couple of weeks ago on our top pick segment, we spoke to a facilitator who works in the realm of family constellation work. And it's essentially the idea of, it's a form of therapy, I guess, a form of work that rather than looking at who we are in the now and difficulties that we might be facing in the now as individuals, seeks to take us back. We look back at those who came before us. And the idea is, and practitioners say, that by looking back in that way, and you can go, you know, 2, 3, 4 generations back, and looking at the issues that affected our forefathers and mothers, we can help understand our own behaviour and our own issues and isms in the present. I am somebody who has a firm belief in looking at past. I think it's hugely important. I don't think you can begin to do work on yourself without looking at past. And so that's why this next conversation is fascinating to me. Now, to give an idea, and our guest will correct me if I'm wrong, maybe as a sort of framework, have that family constellation idea as a base, maybe even generational trauma, perhaps, and looking at how that might affect us. I suppose what we're talking about is disconnection also, but I'm not the expert, certainly. But the expert who will be joining us this morning is the founder of Darkipedia. And we're going to be finding out what Darkipedia is in just a second. Mohaley Mokhashwa, who joins us on the line now. A very good morning, Mohaley. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Sarah Jane. How are you?
I am so looking forward to this conversation. It really is absolutely fascinating. I heard that you were on with my colleague, Brett Aubrey, a few weeks ago. And I thought, I want to get this person on to explain, because, and look at it, and you sent me some very, very useful sort of background reading. If I'm to read what you sent me through the eyes of a kind of a Western perspective, there's a whole load of labels that one might attach to what you're talking about. When you have a list of symptoms and a list of behaviours and a list of issues, there's a whole, you know, you could go to any sort of psychiatrist in Cape Town, in Johannesburg, and they'll go, well, it could be borderline personality disorder, it could be a mental health, it could be all of this. But actually, there's a different way of looking at it, and I am relating an awful lot to the way that you are looking at it. First of all, explain to us very, very briefly, Darkipedia, what is it?
Darkipedia is a company we started about 8 years ago. We collect history of people, how people lived in the past, how they get to where we are now, and based on those two things, where they are probably headed to, because the trajectory depends a lot on the launch pad. So where we come from plays a big role in where we are headed. So Wikipedia seeks to use history as a commodity that is going to advise people on where they are headed as a race, or as a community, or a person. You can start with a person, you can go to a community, you can go to a race, you can go to the entire universe, you know.
There was a quote in one of the things that you sent me that says, when you follow the ways of your ancestors, you will never be lost. Let your ancestors be your guiding light. Now, I know that for some people, the conversation around ancestors, they might go, well, that's nothing to do with me. We don't believe in that. But I think I'm going to urge people to please sort of open the mind, broaden the mind. Ancestors, those who, we've all got them. We've all got people who came before us. None of us just happened here by ourselves. There is a history to who we are that exists. What then is, Mohaley, what is Utatako Complications Disorder?
Utatako Complications Disorder, Sarah Jane, is a trend that we picked up as Wikipedia. So when we collect the history, right, we sift through it, and with my engineering background, I spot trends in behaviors in 2022, for example, today. And those trends map back into history. So there's certain things that you see happening today in societies, Sarah Jane, that you can connect into the history of the people. Utataco complications disorder is a trend that we pick up in people that live without their blood parents, and it is largely their fathers. That is why we had to label this trend, and we decided on Utataco complications disorder. Utataco being a Nguni word referring to your father. Mm. It can be a mother, right? And it can be a grandfather. And let me put it this way. It is a grandfather in the context that if your father, your blood father, did not know who his father was, it is then your grandfather that is giving you this UCD. People are a lineage. They are a long chain of a phenomenon. It is when the chain breaks, when Utataco starts. UCD starts where the chain breaks.
You've actually written to the World Health Organization about this, and we can talk about that in just a second. But you provided a very comprehensive list of situations in which UCD might present, and I love how you describe it's a spiritual disorder in human beings, and I think hopefully people will that will resonate with people, and what you've said is absolutely fascinating. Some of the examples that you've given. People that have been disconnected from their biological parents. Now, we can explore that in just a second. People who have disjointed relations with family, grandparents, uncles, siblings. People that use wrong names and surnames. I want to stick a pin in that too, because I think names are hugely, hugely important. People who had parents disconnected from their biological parents. Egg and sperm donor. I mean, this is so much, and I think my fascination comes in this from this angle, is as an adopted person, whose biological father. I didn't meet my biological father until I was 37, so I'm 42. Awful this year, and I didn't meet my biological father for 37 years. Now, so much of the symptoms, and we can talk about the symptoms that you talk about, were present in me, and an entire fraternity of psychological and psychiatric personnel have over the years labelled me various sorts of things. And this isn't to say that those people were wrong and those diagnoses are wrong, but it's such a similar thread. The very things that you list are the very criteria that meet the labels or the psychiatric diagnosis that I've been given. And it's such a common thing as well among adopted people. So when people adopt children, they say, but as if they were born to me.
Yeah.
They weren't born to you, though. And it's not to cast anything against that relationship, but something a child who is adopted has a history that exists before they are adopted. So this is fascinating to me, that idea of the disconnect from a biological parent, and also in the example of egg and sperm donors. You might be raised by wonderful, wonderful people, but there is a genetic heritage that exists. Can you talk a little bit more about this? It's fascinating to me.
Sarah Jane, let me explain it this way. In the past, a small bit of history. In the past, right, whether you Asian or European or African, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
For one to have a child, a man needed to marry a woman. And only then they were allowed to conceive a baby and raise them in a home, right? So it is part of the heritage, whether you European or African. So in the African perspective, we have what we call the 42 laws of Ma'at, which is the European rendition of it would be the 10 commandments in the Bible, right? There is guidance on how we're going to live on earth as humans. So one of the things we are not allowed to do is have a child outside of wedlock. It didn't matter the race, right? So this is in the spiritual realm. Forget the physical a little bit. these complications occur in the spiritual realm. I call it the ethereal realm, and I'll explain why in a second. A person exists on three planes. So when I see Sarah Jane and I'm talking to her on the phone now, this is the physical being. It's a physical person that I can touch, right? There's a subtler version of Sarah Jane that I can't touch and I can't see. That is just made of her heartbeat and the shadow. I can discuss this another day. It's quite a long
All right.
But I want to get to the ethereal plane. Other people call it the astral plane.
Mm.
That is where all the problems come from, because we are connected to our lineages on our astral plane. At night, when I am sleeping, right, the physical body shuts down, and this astral guy, I don't want to say wakes up because he's alive all the time.
Mm.
He activates, right? And that is the process through which you end up dreaming of your old grandfather. When you're dreaming of that older person, you either know or don't know, it is you in your astral plane in contact with the people upstream in your lineage, right? I like to use the example of a river flowing when I explain what a lineage of people is. You have got people upstream giving birth to those downstream.
Mm.
And those people upstream, everything that they do affects those downstream. It is a flow of heritage that affects those upstream. This heritage can come in the form of good things, inheritances, right? But it can also come in the form of bad things. If your ancestors were bad people and they did all sorts of bad things, you will, as those that come after them, inherit those things as well.
I just want to reset there, if I may, Mokhele, just to, if people are just joining us on the show this morning, we are talking to Mokhele Mokgashwa, who's talking to, he's the founder of Darkopedia, and he's talking to us about this syndrome, Utatako complication syndrome, and the idea of disjointed relationships with family members from our past. Now, as you've just spoken there, Mokhele, what I'm hearing, and we've spoken about it on the show, and it's become a bit of a buzzword, I suppose, around people who are choosing to do healing work in their own lives.
Yeah.
And the term is generational trauma. And what I'm hearing you say is very closely aligned to that concept. Would I be right?
No.
No?
Let me explain why.
Okay, tell me.
Trauma happens in the form of events that took place in the lives of those that comes before us. So, for example, if I go through traumatic experiences now as a person, me, in the physical, right?
Mm.
I carry that in me. If that is not attended to until the day that I leave Earth, these traumatic experiences live in the memory on that astral plane I just explained. Now, when those that come after us will come in contact with those traumatic experiences on the ethereal plane. So, UCD itself, Sarah Jane, is not the trauma. It's not the generational traumas, because UCD is just a disconnection. The trauma is another thing.
Got it. Okay.
So let me explain UCD this way. I've got two good examples for you. In the past, I used to use this example of take a tree with fruits on it, right? And then take a chainsaw and cut it on the stem, right?
Mm.
And then move it aside. Leave the stem there and leave the whole tree here. And then start observing what happens to the leaves on the tree and the fruits on the tree, right? That is your observation to make. I will move to the second example. In today's world, we use gadgets, right? I was listening to you earlier when you were talking about your new gadget in the car.
Yeah.
We have phones that we use in our homes through Wi-Fi mediums or Bluetooth devices, right?
Mm.
Well, after this show, I need you to try this when you get home.
All right.
Take your phone on your Bluetooth connection in the house or Wi-Fi.
Mm.
Start walking away from the house with your gadget in the hand and watch what happens to the gadget. It disconnects.
Mm.
And UCD is that thing.
Got it.
Forget the traumas. The traumas are another subject.
Got it.
UCD is not the trauma. It is a syndrome that occurs to a person that is disconnected from the source.
You've given some examples of how it or when it occurs, and you spoke about the disconnect, as you've just said, the disconnect from biological parents, whatever reason, disjointed relations with family, names that the parent, people who were disconnected from their biological parents. What would some of the symptoms be? People who present with Utataco complication disorder, their symptoms would be what? How are they presenting? What are you identifying?
I would use an example of a person with gifts. Gifts are talents, right? We have got particular talents engraved in us, in our bodies. And these talents comes from the people that came before us. So when Sarah Jane is such a good radio presenter and she speaks so well and she entertains people, it is not something that happens by fluke. Yes, there will be instances where a person can learn a skill and use it to earn a living. In the bulk of the cases, in most of the cases, we have got talents that are heritage from our past. And when we disconnect from those sources, our talents suffer. So you've got this good actor that is supposed to be like your Oscar-winning actor and all of those things. But none of that is coming through. And there's this stagnation in things that you want to do as a person. And we have found in most cases that one of the reasons is being disconnected from that source that feeds the talent, being the people that came before you upstream. And another example would be there are people that we have come across that have got this gift of healing. The gift of healing in the occurs a lot in the black communities, but I've seen it now recently. We are seeing a lot of European people also getting a calling to come do healing. When those people do not take up those roles, because you get called to do that thing and you are called by those that came before you, when we don't take up those callings, they create certain sicknesses in us, in the body itself. Now, remember now that the ethereal realm is in direct control of what we see manifest in the physical realm. So when you see me flourish and I do well in things that I want to do or things that I'm doing, it is as a result of the ethereal realm shining that light on the physical realm.
I mentioned, Bocelli, sorry to interrupt, I mentioned at the start of our conversation that a lot of the symptoms, that, and I'm just going to go through the list of them, if looked at through the eyes of non-traditional therapies and medicines, would be called something. There's a name for this. It's not, it's in other types of medicine and healing. And so I mean, the list that you've provided us with, people suffering from UCD tend to suffer things like like anxiety, also substance abuse, promiscuity, abuse often, criminal behaviour, spiritual unhealthiness, which you've spoken about, recorded psychiatric cases, suicidal at times. You spoke about that stagnation. Can you talk very briefly to us about the names, the naming? You mentioned that that often this occurs in several instances, UCD. And one of the instances that you mentioned was that people are using the wrong names. Can you talk about the significance of that?
In the naming situation, Sarah Jane, let me start with the surname. I'll go briefly to the first name instance after the surname issue, right?
Yeah.
I started by explaining the history of how children were conceived, right? One of the traditions of it was that a man would take a woman and then conceive a baby, right? What happens is when we take the woman, they adopt the same name of their husband, right? Then we conceive babies, and then the babies then automatically become of the same name of their husband. You have got instances of children that were in their homes with their mother and father, and then there was a divorce, right? After the divorce, the mom and the dad goes their separate ways. And then when the mom goes to wherever she's going, they change their surnames, right? Mm. They go back to the maternal surname. Mm. This creates complications in the people's lives. What happens? The people are genetically and spiritually of the clan of the previous husband or the ex-husband. But we, on the physical realm, change their names back to the maternal surname. That is wrong. It shouldn't happen.
A lot of people will listen and say that's a very patriarchal way of looking at things. I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Yes, no, true. It is. It is. And I agree it is, right? But let me explain what a tradition is.
Mm.
A tradition is a way of living that is started by people that come before us, right? Sure. And I must add here that a tradition is cyclic. And when I say cyclic, Sarah Jane, is when you see us living today and do things the way we do, it is not the same way that the people did in the 1700s. So there has been an evolution of these traditions as well. If as a people today, we find that this is not so just way of doing things, we are allowed as a people to come together and explain this to those that started the previous tradition that, listen,
things have changed.
We have found this and this to not work so well now.
Right.
And we are going to change it, and this is going to be a way going forward. We black people do this in a way of speaking to their ancestors. We partla. I mean, I don't know. Partla is 3G in the Western. So we do that. I wouldn't be so well, you know, informing how the European people do that. But I know the Asians do this as well.
Yeah.
I'll study the European way. But we our traditions, Sergeant, are not cast in stone.
Yeah, yeah.
They are a guide. And if we hit a pothole, we are allowed, because our ancestors are spirits. They can be communicated to. That, listen, gentlemen, we have got a problem here. There's something called COVID-19 today. This thing was not here when you were here. And this is how we live now, okay? I was having this discussion last year in June with another radio station, that a couple wants to go pay, a man wants to go pay lobola to his wife, and they now that the movements are restricted, the family can't go there. Can they have it on Zoom? Yes, it can be done. Anything can be done. But we've got a responsibility to inform our guides that, listen, there are new ways here. Now, the things have changed, and we need to adopt to the new ways. This is the current situation, and the best way to go around this boulder is this way. And you communicate that, and they accept it. They have to accept it because there's nothing you can do.
Mahaly, we've got about 2 minutes left. I want to talk about Igaya therapy. What is that and how can it help people with UCD?
Okay. So Igaya therapy is it's not a new thing, Sarah Jane. In the very history that we collect and sift through and look at, we pick up how people live, right? And we use all of that information we packaged a repair. It's a repair package, so to speak. It's a corrective a mechanism.
And what does it look like? I'm so sorry to rush you, Mahaly, but what does it look like? What is it? Because much of what you're describing, if I have that diagnosed, okay, for example, by a psychiatrist, and they go and see a therapist, and here's some medication. How would the approach differ?
Okay, it's a three-stage process. On the first stage, we go through a chat where we try to identify you through what looks like a family tree, right? So we try to find who are you. We try to go through the identity kit first. And the identity kit, it's got similarities with a family tree, right? And we go to the second phase that we call the inquiry form, which asks questions directly related to the family tree that we just put together with you. And then on the last leg, we ask several specific questions based on the history of how people did things with regards to you, how you have been, how you've been doing things recently, and certain events in your life. And then out of which we are able to tell a person that this is what you need to go and do at home or whatever you find in you, you know, in the process. So we can tell you it is accurate in a sense that it has been done for centuries. It is not our inventions or anything.
Mahaly,
it's just history collected, and then we're using it to now redirect people back to who they are.
I think it's fascinating. I think and some parts of what you said I follow to the letter, and other parts might take me a while to get my mind around. But I think it's I think it's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
And I think that there's so much of what you're saying that a lot of European people, to use your term, would the same things are being practiced but understood in a different way. I think very often that, and I think as South Africans that's so true of so much that we do, is that so much is it's just a different words for the same thing. I think it's really, really interesting, and I think that and for me, you know, naming has been hugely important. I've taken my father's name, Makwala, because that was a name I didn't have for 37 years. I didn't know I was a Makwala. I'm a Makwala. And so that's, you know, that's my name. And it's this stuff is absolutely fascinating to me. Where can people find out more? Very, very briefly, tell us in 10 seconds.
Okay, Dakipedia, we are available on the Twitter and on the Facebook. We are just at Dakipedia, DarkiePedia. And also, I've got a line where people can chat to me either on the voice or the WhatsApp. The number is 082-4233-887.
This has been fascinating. I appreciate your time this morning. Mahaly Mahashwa is the founder of Darkipedia and spoke to us this morning about Utatako complication disorder.